These shining moments in Badger history are brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic reminds you to don't just live, shine.
When you heard the news that the university was going to dedicate the ice for your father, with your father's name on the ice, what were your thoughts?
Well, I think, you know, it's one of those situations where they're recognizing for, you know, what he was able to do here as a coach, as an ambassador for hockey, and certainly from myself and our family's point of view, it's a very humbling and a great recognition for all the time and energy he spent in Madison building the hockey program, and we certainly feel honored by what they're going to do.
Mark, you played for your dad for 3 years at Wisconsin. What was that like, you know, to go through that experience?
Well, initially it was it was a little stressful just because people are going to talk about the only reason you're on your team is because your dad's coaching and those type of things. But at an early on process, my freshman year, you have to trust him as a coach, and you know he's your father, but obviously has been doing it for a long time and has a pretty good grasp on things. But I remember the first month was a little bit stressful, but we were fortunate to have a real good team that year and won a lot of hockey games, and we had a lot of success, so that's eased some of that pressure. But I enjoyed it. Obviously, he was good at what he did, and the players that got an opportunity to play for him, for most of them, they enjoyed it.
He obviously had a great influence, not only on your life, but on the lives of so many players and so many people. Do you ever sit back and think about that?
I think, really when I got a sense of that, in answering that question is, I remember, when we were in Colorado Springs at his funeral, and then probably, 4 to 6 or 8 weeks after he passed away, did you really get a sense of, not only did he touch, the players that he had a chance to work with, but the hockey community and a lot of different cities and areas where he worked. And I remember a lot of people from Calgary, sent cards and sent their sympathies. And certainly the people in Pittsburgh, after he had won the Stanley Cup, were affected by him. He wasn't in town very long, but he impacted a lot of people in that community. And even today, people still talk about him. So I think I really got a sense of it, that 2 month window or 3 month window after he passed away, how truly many people he impacted. Growing up and spending time and seeing him, 24/7, you really don't get a sense of that. But I think I really got a feeling of how much he impacted a lot of people's lives, whether it was the players playing for him or the communities that he was working in.
How did he as a coach impact you as a coach?
Well, I think, it's a good question. I think, one, you have to be your own person, but certainly getting a chance to watch him operate on a daily basis, either with the college players that he played with or, the professional teams that he worked with, or watching him operate at our hockey schools that we ran for so many years over the course of the summer. I mean, the energy, the enthusiasm, and probably the most infectious part of what he did, he was always positive and, always tried to bring the best out in people and always tried to improve them, whether it was on and off the ice. And I think if you're genuine to those certain things when you're dealing with, young hockey players or young people, it can be, infectious. And he infected a lot of people. And when people realized that he did this on a daily basis, it wasn't phony, he wasn't trying to be an actor, that's who he was, I think people really embraced it.
Mark, your dad's favorite hockey expression was, "It's a great day for hockey." Do you find yourself using that one from time to time?
Well, I think when things, may be a little bit of a struggle or you're going through some challenging times, with teams or players or life, sometimes you can reflect back and wake up in the morning and realize in my position, you have a pretty good job. You have an opportunity to impact young kids' lives, and part of life is dealing, obviously with the good, but also dealing with situations and climbing over hurdles and dealing with things that are difficult. But that's all the process, and I think if you do things consistently the right way, you have a chance to really impact some kids' lives. And so it's a great saying, and that's basically how he operated, whether he was winning hockey games or trying to figure out how to win the next hockey game. He always approached it in a real positive manner.
Mark, I'd like to think that the people that play in this generation, the great game of hockey, at least know something about your father and what he's done for the game and what he's done for the University of Wisconsin. But for those that might need a little reminding, how would you describe to people the impact and what your dad meant to the game of hockey? What would you tell them?
Well, I would just tell them that, it's sort of like an individual that, when we were kids and it was Christmas morning and you're waiting to go down the stairs to see how many presents and what presents you received and how excited you were. And that was his approach to hockey. And, you know, whether he was dealing with a Canada Cup team or whether he was dealing with the elite players in the NHL with Mario Lemieux or Jaromir Jagr or some of the great players that have played in their game or at the college level for, 15 or 16 years, that's the way he went about his business. He tried to, bring to the table and bring to his environment, which was the hockey rink, a teaching opportunity to not only make kids and teams better in what they were trying to strive for, but I think most importantly, through that process, as one of his former players said, I came in as a naive young boy as a freshman at Wisconsin, and, 4 years later, I left as a man, and I think those are some of the things that he was able to do and impact a lot of people. So when they left either Wisconsin or maybe left the NHL teams that he was working with, they went away better people and, went into their communities and had an impact on their communities. So touched a lot of lives, did a lot of wonderful things, and I think, the people that go into the Pittsburgh's new stadium and rink and, see his name up there with it, his famous saying, it's a great day for hockey, or the people that will be able to go in the Kohl Center now and see it on the ice, people will be talking about him for a long, long time, which is nice.
Mark, your father no doubt is looking down on the great job that you've done at the University of Wisconsin with the women's program. Do you think about the fact that he never got to see you coach the Badger women's team and what women's hockey has evolved into?
Yeah, I think about that quite a bit, especially I've got two daughters that play and how excited and how much enjoyment he would have got out of seeing them go to the rink and learn and try to improve in the game of hockey. And certainly he never got a chance to really see women's hockey evolve, obviously passing away before it really started to take off. And, he was a big ambassador to try to get more kids involved in the game, get them to the rink, try hockey, and if they did, most of them enjoy it and would pursue, continuing playing. And so for him to would have seen all these young ladies get an opportunity to play all around North America, certainly would have been a smile on his face to see so many young ladies get an opportunity to play. And certainly the game has evolved and it's gotten so much better than it has, was 10 years ago that I know he's smiling up there because a lot more kids are going to the rink and playing hockey.
You've got a lot on your plate, obviously, with the Badger women's team right now. But are you, starting to think about that night, in an anticipation type thing?
To me, it's twofold. One, it's going to be a special night, for my mom and certainly the people within our family and my sisters and brothers and their kids and their. So, I mean, that's going to be real enjoyable to watch them and unveil it and watch the people react to it. But the second part of it is that, the future players, the future fans that will be watching Badger hockey, 5, 6, 10, 15 years from now are going to walk into the rink and see his name down on the ice and recognize who he was and, maybe go on the computer and if they don't know who he was, check his bio out. And so people will still be able to, put a face to the name that's on the ice, and I think that's a real big part of it. So it's going to be a special night. We're certainly looking forward to it.
Are you the emotional type? Is that going to be a smile and a tear at the same time?
Oh, it'll be, there'll be a lot of emotions. My wife's more of a crier than I am, and so certainly my mother and certainly my sisters and their kids, it'll be an emotional night. It's a big thing, and I know a lot of players, both on the men's and women's, are coming back. So it's an alumni weekend, so there'll be a lot of former players that he coached in the building, and certainly be a special night. Looking forward to visiting with some of the players and individuals that I don't see on a regular basis.
These shining moments in Badger history have been brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live. shine.